Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The North American International Livestock Exposition at the Kentucky Expo Center in Louisville continues this week with meat animals, draft horses, and the rodeo. North American Assistant Manager Catherine Riley says the Kentucky Exposition Center undergoes a change the next couple of days.
We clean everything out, disinfect, and bring everything right back in just a massive amount of work that goes into our maintenance guys getting everything cleaned and ready for the next round to come in. And that's kind of our meat animals. So we've got beef, sheep, and meat goats coming in that second round.
She says one of the largest shows will take place this week.
Our largest show, probably just quantity-wise, is going to be our Junior Market Lamb Show, where we've got over 1,600 entries. Generally, about 1,400 of those will actually be on the grounds. And so that's kind of one of our premier sheep shows, is that Market Lamb Show, which is highly competitive and really sought after for that number one and two position.
Riley adds the rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 14th, 15th, and 16th.
At the Great Lakes Finals for the National Finals Rodeo, so pretty much the ones that win at this final are guaranteed a spot in the National Finals in Las Vegas. So we're really excited about the quality of our rodeo. It continues to grow in popularity. Our ticket prices have actually decreased. So we're really trying to push a little bit more family time and bring in families in that just want to experience the rodeo lifestyle and how those cowboys and cowgirls really push themselves so hard in an athletic competition for them and the animals that they're riding.
We'll have more in a moment.
Farming in Kentucky has seen dramatic changes over the past century. New technologies, new practices, new ways of bringing products to market. In the midst of these changes, the future of Kentucky agriculture demands that tomorrow's farmers be educated in the field and in the classroom. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, Kentucky Farm Bureau proudly supports giving young farmers the tools, skills, and knowledge they need for success. Why Farm Bureau? Because education ensures a brighter future for all Kentuckians. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
North American Assistant Manager Catherine Riley says another popular show is returning this year.
One big thing that we're bringing back this year is our mule and donkey show. And so that's always fun to see the riding donkeys and the riding mules and how they differ a little bit from the quarter horses. And then our draft horses come in kind of in between those classes. And so we get the big cart horses and the six-wheel hitches and those kind of things that are always exciting.
She adds there'll be quite a bit to see in the marketplace.
The 12th and 13th, we're doing a Christmas theme this year, which that one hasn't been themed in since we've had it. And so all the booths are going to be decorated towards Christmas. And on those 2 days, we're going to have Santa here and have some live bands and those kind of things. And admission and parking are free on those 2 days.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.